Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports World of Buzz out in San Diego, California, where the winter meetings are going on for Major League Baseball. The biggest fish and a record setter yesterday for the Washington Nationals as they re-sign World Series MVP Steven Strasburg. 7 years, $245 million. Could a new record deal be made this week? On the line now, our Radio.com Sports MLB insider, John Heyman. Insider calls brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz van. John, appreciate the time. I know it's an incredibly busy week out there for you at the baseball winter meetings. Just how quickly do you think this deal came about with Strasburg and the Nationals that culminated yesterday?
Well, I would say that's pretty quick. Somebody asked Scott Boras about how it took a while, and he said something like, well, it still feels like summer to me. It's early. To me, I agree. Before it turns January 1st, to get big deals done, that's unusual. I know Bernie Williams many years ago was done at the Thanksgiving, Torrey Hunter Thanksgiving, but not many done earlier than this. This is the two sides that wanted to stay together. This is the guy they wanted to keep in Washington, and I think that everybody felt he was comfortable there. He's built a home, and he had signed up long-term once already. And the other teams that were talking, Dodgers, Angels, Yankees, Phillies, I think they all understood that he was likely going to go back to Washington all along.
What is this, John? What does this mean then for Rendon? You know, the Brewers could use a third baseman here in Milwaukee.
Well, I haven't heard the Brewers connected to Rendon. I'm starting to hear more and more teams. I heard Atlanta and the Angels today, but we know certainly Texas and L.A. and potentially Philadelphia. He's got plenty of teams. I don't think Washington's going to be the team. It feels like they're not allowed to say that they're out, but they said early on that they thought they could sign one out of two. That was a pretty good tell. Once that one was signed, the other wasn't going to be back. So Rendon's got a big market. He's going to do extremely well. Obviously, it could have been the World Series MVP, though Strasburg didn't get it. He will sign. I don't think he will sign here this week. That'll be a surprise. There's too many teams involved. It doesn't seem to be narrowing. The field seems to be expanding at this point.
Now, John, yesterday you were on the story of possibly the Brewers being linked, though, to a guy from the New York Yankees and Didi Gregorius and possibly a one-year prove-it deal. Could you give us more details on that?
Yeah, he seems to be willing to do the one-year deal and to reset his market. Obviously, last year he had come back from Tommy John surgery, didn't quite have the offensive season that he'd had in the past for the Yankees, and it doesn't feel like he's going back to the Yankees. It seems like Joe Girardi, his old manager with the Yankees, does like him, and Philadelphia is a possibility. Cincinnati's been in there, so it seems like three National League teams are involved, including Milwaukee. Obviously, Milwaukee needs to get going. They need two infielders, a catcher, and a bunch of starting pitchers at this point.
From a financial standpoint, what kind of money are we talking about for Didi Gregorius?
I think if it's 1 year, it'll probably be $14 to $15 million, somewhere in that range. He didn't get the qualifying offer at 17.8, that doesn't mean somebody wouldn't pay him that. Cole Hamels didn't get it. He got $18 million from Atlanta. But I would say, off the year that he had, the numbers I'm hearing are somewhere in the $14 million range.
So the Brewers probably offer him the qualifying offer like they did Grandal last year to make sure they get this thing done with him and put him on the infield for the Brewers for 1 year. He has a monster year. He goes somewhere else like Grandal did.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, then he could get the qualifying offer because he didn't get it this year. So, that probably enhances his value at the moment because the team knows that they can give him that qualifying offer. So might get a little bit more on the one-year deal, and maybe that's what he decides to do. Now, the qualifying offer, if he does not have a great year, it may not mean anything. He may not get it, but if he does, it will inhibit his value to some degree. It's not like he's Gerrit Cole or Anthony Rendon or somebody like that. You know, if you get the qualifying offer, you're an excellent player, not a superstar, it will inhibit your value.
What do you think about, though, that the Brewers passed on those deals of Moustakas and Grandal and decided not to pay them?
Big deal. That's a lot of money for Mike Moustakas. I mean, they were talking about a guy who had 2 years in a row, took a one-year deal. Now, he had a two-year offer, I believe, last year. But you know, I think people were not expecting him to get 4 for $60. I believe that's what he got. Grandal mm-hmm. got 73. That's a lot of money. It seems to be Milwaukee that seems like they wouldn't do that. So I'm not shocked. They got a lot of work to do. It's like a clean slate, a blank canvas, and they got time on their side, but they need a catcher, they need two infielders, and they need more than one starting pitcher.
Talking with Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman. He's out at the winter meetings in San Diego, California, covering baseball and giving us some insight on the Milwaukee Brewers as well.
And you're right when you talk about that, but then now the Brewers have to move on. Here's a team that was in the playoffs a couple years in a row. Now it seems like they're revamping their whole team and trying to get back to the playoffs again.
It does. Right. 14 players are gone from just the wild card team from last year. So that's a lot of players. They lost more than half your team. That's 56% of your roster. So they got more work to do than anybody else, I'll put it that way.
Hey, what about Christian Yelich? I mean, we've got some people in this town that think he should, you know, the Brewers should go give him an extension right now and pay him a whole bunch of money, yet there's really been no rumblings or talk of the Brewers even approaching Christian Yelich for an extension right now with a couple of years left on his deal. What have you heard in that regard?
Well, I haven't heard that they're doing anything, but they absolutely should give it a shot. I mean, the guy is certainly one of the best 3 or 4 or 5 players in the game. You know, he's certainly up there. I don't think there's any question about that in terms of hitting. You know, maybe second to Trout. I don't know. He's way up there. He's been fantastic. Loves the ballpark. Seems to love the area. It's all worked out great. And he's still 3 years away. So, you know, you'd think you'd have to pay him the going rate for somebody like that, which would be $35 million. But 3 years away, you might be able to get away with a little bit less than that. So maybe in the mid to high 20s. I don't know. You know, he may not do it, but you might as well give it a shot because, you know, you've got a franchise player. Might as well keep him.
John, do you believe or are you hearing that maybe some of the eagerness and the speed that we're seeing some of these deals be culminated quickly this year because of players wanting to lock up the guaranteed money before the possible labor unrest, or is it simply just teams wanting to move quicker into the offseason?
Yeah, I just think that teams are realizing the value of the top of the market and the value of great starting pitching. We saw that Washington, of course, they took that fluky bounce against Milwaukee. You guys are well aware of that. But Washington won the World Series, and Houston finished second. They're the two teams that have the best starting pitching, certainly on the names and probably on the performance, too. And obviously, L.A. did very well. They have great starting pitching. Even the Mets won 86 games with the most horrendous bullpen in baseball. It's pretty impressive, and that's because they're starting pitching. So we've seen Wheeler get a huge deal, and we've seen, obviously, Strasburg get the record deal, and I think that is because people saw the value of starting pitching. It feels like the top of the market generally has done really well. We talked about Moustakas and Grandal. The mid-market, we'll see. I mean, we haven't seen a lot of signings in the mid and lower tiers yet, and I think some of the agents are worried that they're going to get squeezed because of the extra dollars paid to the top players.
John Heyman, our Radio.com Sports MLB insider. A couple of more minutes here on the Wendy's Big Show live from the winter meetings. J.A. Happ would be one of more of those mid-level starting pitchers that the Brewers have been linked to. If that name does not come to fruition, who else could be in that market?
Yeah, I mean, there are guys out there still. I'm sure I know they tried for Lyles. So, I mean, maybe they can go for Miley back. You know, interesting to see what happens with Keuchel. Obviously, free agency did not do well for him the first time around. Maybe he could be in play. I mean, I'm not seeing probably Bumgarner or Ryu. I've not heard that. But those are the top names out there. And then Matthew Boyd from Detroit, also available starting pitcher. So, you know, there are guys out there that can be had. The starting pitching market is very good.
John, what do you make of the conversations and the rumors about the Brewers possibly being open to trading Josh Hader?
I think that would take a ton. At this point, with all the players they've lost, you know, I know they're not as worried about publicity as some teams. I think that would be a tough one. He's a great fit for Milwaukee. He's done great there. He's a unique player. And I certainly don't think he fits New York, not his personality. He's great for Milwaukee, and they should keep him. That's my opinion.
we like that answer. Like that answer a lot. John, appreciate it, man. I know how busy this time of year is for you, and we really appreciate a couple of minutes on the show
today. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. That's John Heyman joining us, our Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, Insider Calls, brought to you by the midsize mattress from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.